Well, I'd love to hear more about that, especially whatever plans you have on where you guys are going this year. I'm just about pulling into my destination, though, so I'm going to have to jump off. Before I do, though, I want to tell you your radio is sounding good. I'm assuming you're in your truck right now. A couple weeks ago, it sounded like you were having some issues with it, but you're coming in really nice and clear today.
Well, that's another thing that's on my list is my permanent antenna, but I discovered an issue. I've just been using a VHF quarter-wave mag mount, which is what I'm using now, and I'm on the 1.9, by the way. I'm looking across Mullet Lake, and I can see the 7.4, but it's not happy. It's got issues, so until we can get the repeater Prozac over there to get it fixed, I'm trying to stay as much on the 1.9 as I can. So we'll see. As I get closer to Sheboygan, we'll see how it does, but thank you. Yeah, I had two issues. I had a speaker plug issue that I resolved. That was that conversation with Drake when I was on my way back from Dayton, actually, the Sunday night that I was on my way back from Dayton. The other issue I had is I had a Hammy VHF quarter wave that has a little brass or metal ferrule with a hole drilled in it, and it really should have an Allen screw, a set screw to keep electrical contact with the whip, but instead it was just like either a pressed metal connection or maybe a broken solder weld. It was not doing me justice from an RF standpoint, so I found me an actual Motorola curly-tailed quarter wave, replaced that, and solved that problem.